There's a process that we need to undertake. This decision has not been taken lightly. There's been a lot of thought and discussion taking place, and the same will be said with what will happen in the future. We need to make a decision sooner rather than later, but we will wait and see what happens.
Do you accept that, you know, whoever you appoint as Steve Burr's successor, they're almost on the proverbial hiding to nothing, really? I mean, they come in behind a manager who's been very successful at the club, plays an attractive style of football that the fans like, wins more games than they lose, and the new boss could effectively be saddled with the sort of the tag of being a lower league David Moyes, really.
I don't accept that, but I have to say that it is going to be an extremely difficult job to follow in Steve's footsteps. Steve has been extremely successful at Kidderminster Harriers, and will be a hard act to follow.
When would you hope to have a new manager in situ?
Speculation, I have no idea at this moment in time.
It's a very sad day for everybody, isn't it, really? I mean, the club, you know, come off the back of what was a great result on Saturday, really. Could easily have nicked that game against Peterborough, and then almost it sort of pours cold water on it a bit.
I fully accept that, and it's personally a very sad day for me. I mean, I wasn't involved in the process of appointing Steve, but during my tenure involvement with the football club, Steve has been an extremely nice man to deal with. Personally, he's very affable, and I'd like to think we've had a close relationship. Unfortunately, some of these things happen in football, and we have to just get on with them. But I have wished Steve all the best, and Steve has been very, very understanding of the matter.
I've been in and around football for long enough to know that these things happen. Nothing ever surprises me in football anymore. But it's going to be very difficult for the new man whenever he comes in, because the board's stated aim is that they think perhaps a change would be the best way of getting into the Football League. If they don't do it, I mean, they're almost sort of deemed a failure, really.
Well, I think that's something that ultimately will happen in time, whether he's deemed a failure or a success. I mean, I think the easiest decision in the world would have been to have done nothing, if that's what we felt. We've made a very difficult decision as a board of directors. We feel it is the right decision for Kidderminster Harriers Football Club to go forward. However, you know, in time, that whether that decision was correct or not, time will tell us.